Luke 10:42. One thing is needed. I want to talk to you about getting into and resting in the Lord's presence. In the book of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we see Mary and Martha both worshiping and serving. Let's look at these verses together. The Bible says, "Now it happened as they went, that he, that's Jesus, entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word." Verse 40, "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.'" You see, Jesus so much desires his children, his people, to sit down in his presence and stay a while. So oftentimes, especially in ministry, we get caught up in serving and doing this and doing that, trying to work our way into the favor of the Lord. Now hear me clearly on this, please. By no means am I endorsing slothfulness, nor saying that we should not be about the king's business. Jesus himself earlier in Luke chapter 10 said that the laborer is worthy of his wages. What I am saying, though, is that sometimes it's best just to sit in the presence of the Lord. It's not about trying to work yourself into a better position with the Lord. God loves us all unconditionally. Whether we're like Job, who was the most righteous person upon the face of the earth, whether we're a prodigal, or whether we're the most ruthless sinner, he loves us all the same. Romans chapter 2 verse 11 says, "For there is no partiality with God." He loves us regardless of who we are or where we are. It's God's nature to love us. God is love. Therefore, it's not about trying to work yourself into a better position with the Lord. Let me speak from personal experience. For years, yes, years, I labored and struggled and served, trying to work myself into a better position, a better standing in the eyes of the Lord. My life turned into routine and legalism. I didn't understand why my relationship with the Lord wasn't getting any deeper. I would say something like this to the Lord: "Lord, I read my Bible for an hour today. I prayed for 2 hours. Why isn't my relationship getting deeper with you?" Here was the revelation: "My son, I see your labor, but what I want from you right now is for you to get to know me, to spend time with me, to sit in my presence, to commune, to fellowship, to enjoy each other." As soon as I learned that it wasn't about trying to work myself into a better position in the eyes of the Lord, my whole life changed. As I spent time soaking with the Lord and getting to know him, resting in his presence, listening to his words, a whole new joy, a whole new peace came over me. I began to live Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. "In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." I began to realize that there is no struggle in the kingdom of God. Victory is already claimed. Death is already beaten. Jesus overcame it all. Can I encourage you to be more like Mary in our story? A person who desires just to sit at the feet of Jesus, to bask in his presence, to hear his words, to develop a relationship with him. When you do, when I do, we experience the fullness of joy. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, please help me to rest at your feet. Please open my ears to hear your words. You say that this is the one thing that is needed. Lord, may this be a deep revelation in me. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.